Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 257 of Heroes Unlimited, and I am coming to you with an urgent public service announcement, a safety warning. For those of you who rolled or have selected the superpower we're discussing today, Control Elemental Forces, Earth. As I mentioned yesterday, Control Elemental Forces is a whole family of superpowers, and we're going to be talking about a couple of these at least as we go. Each one of these powers grants command over one of the classical four elements, and these are big luxury suites of powers. This is like a premium powers package, each one. It gives you all kinds of little abilities you can use. Like with Control Elemental Force, Air, which we skipped because I was busy being dumbstruck by the horror of cloaking, you can do a gust of wind, you can change the weather, you can create an air bubble underwater or to keep poison gas away from you, you can hit people with lightning, that classic retort to people who think wind is a dumb power. You can make fog if you need some fog cover. You got all kinds of different options. And this may lead you, perhaps, to a certain cockiness. You know, I am the lord of one of the classical elements. I am a triple omega level mutant, a platinum member of the Homo Superior Value Club. And, you know, who can stand against me? But, like every comic book character who has ever said, who can stand against me, you may not be as invincible as you think. Here's what you get with Control Elemental Forces, Earth. And we're only dealing with a few powers here today because we're going to be hitting this power again next time. But even on this page, it's pretty impressive. You can hurl Earth. Quote, the character can actually cause chunks of Earth to raise up and then hurl them at a target at speeds of approximately 70 to 90 miles per hour. You can do up to a 50-pound chunk, and a rock that big does like 2d4 times 10 damage. That's an average of 50 damage, which, as we know, is roughly equivalent to having your soul eaten for 2.5 minutes. And it happens in an instant. You think the destruction of your life force is painful? Try a 50-pound chunk of concrete to the dome. That hurts. If you're feeling a little less violent, or if you're feeling cheeky and you want to taunt your hapless opponent, you can use the Tower of Earth ability to raise a tower of stone or dirt or whatever under your foe and strand them up in midair where they theoretically can't get at you. You can put them 12 feet in the air, plus an additional 6 feet per level of experience. They do get a save, but they're minus 10 because it's so surprising. And I'm for this penalty. I mean, it's difficult to cope with the Earth moving underneath you. I know, I'm from California, that shit's disorienting. You feel some movement, you hold on, you get your bearings. Before you know it, you're now 12 feet in the air with some asshole Lord of the Elements laughing at you. Assuming you're fighting a supervillain. If you're fighting a player character, then obviously what they're going to do is build the tower all the way up and then immediately dispel it and drop you on your ass. And the rules provide for that too. Good job, Heroes Unlimited. You understand player characters. But this is where we begin to see that not all is well with this power. There are small inconsistencies. The falling rules presented here are different from the falling rules presented elsewhere, because there are general falling rules. There is a certain amount of damage you take from a fall, but these rules contradict it. Now, the math is almost the same, but the actual rules are different. So you will do a little less damage to people, dropping them 18 feet, than you would from dropping them down any other 18 feet. Curious. It's almost as though the rules that I'm used to don't quite apply when I'm using my elemental shaping power. The earthbending PC might think to himself, but no matter. I am the lord of the very earth. These small inconsistencies, they are of no importance. Once again, you gotta watch out for what you say in a comic book. That is of no importance. Comic book rule number one, that shit is of importance. You know it as soon as the words come out of their mouth. So alright, even though your offensive powers are slightly wonky, nonetheless, if you have control elemental forces, you're probably going to feel that you're hot shit and you don't have too much to worry about. But let's say you do end up on the back foot. Let's say you do end up on the run. You know, the tide of public opinion can turn at any time. Maybe after 10 years of service to the community, telekinetically hurling apart roads, collapsing bridges, and assaulting street criminals by repeatedly dropping them 2 stories onto the bare earth, maybe the public turns on you for no reason, and now everybody's after you. Maybe the police come at you, weapons drawn. Or maybe somebody tries to drive a car into you. Or maybe they're hunting you down and you're running out through the woods and they send attack dogs after you. Regardless, you're probably going to turn to your primary defensive power, Wall of Earth. Quote, The super being can create a wall that's 20 feet long by 12 feet high by 3 feet thick. And depending on the substance you have at hand, remember, you can't create substances with control elemental forces powers. You just alter them, control them. So depending on what earth you have at hand, this giant wall you can create, it's a good wall. I mean, let's be honest. It's a fantastic wall, probably the best wall. I'm not even going to go down that road. A rare aborted joke on Mega Dumbcast. This is a safe place. It's a daily podcast. You're about to go to work. You don't need me bringing that shit up. This wall, if it's made of dirt, if that's all you have to work with, it's going to have an AR of 10, 200 SDC, all the way up to if you've got stone to work with, if you're already standing on a mountain or, I guess, on asphalt or on a stone wall, then this wall is going to have an AR of 15 and 400 SDC. Pretty good for something you can just pop up at a moment's notice, 20 feet long, 12 feet high. It's going to take the edge right off whatever's coming at you, right? Not so fast. There are special rules for this wall. Quote, all attacks strike the wall and do full damage to its SDC. A roll that is higher than the AR will go right through the wall and may hit somebody or something behind it. That is decidedly not how armor rating is supposed to work, but in this case it does, which means if you're using this as your main defense, effectively you are transforming your life into a survival horror video game. Because what's going to happen is you're getting chased by those dogs through the woods. You turn around. You use wall of earth to raise a wall of stone because the forest is on a mountain. Forgot to mention. This thing's got 400 SDC, so a dog runs up to it, starts pawing at another dog, you know, it comes up too fast. The dog jumps into it and collides with the stone wall. Then here comes lucky doggo number 3, rolls a 16 to strike, and crashes right through that motherfucking wall of stone into your face. Surprise, asshole. So much for your hubris. The power of the earth is nothing compared to the power of 1 in 4 dogs. Because assuming dogs have no bonus to strike, all you gotta do is roll a 16 or higher on a d20, and you're crashing right through this wall, whether it's made of dirt or clay or solid rock. All it takes, a 16 on the strike roll. Maybe you're up against somebody with kinetic energy powers, and it's winter, and they're not even trying to hurt you. They're just fucking around. So they make a snowball, and with their kinetic energy powers, they huck it at you. And you're like, ho ho ho, winter hijinks. You raise a stone wall in front of you to block the snowball. No, no good. Crash. Through the stone wall comes the snowball, right into your face, along with, you know, stone fragments. Now, I'll grant you, attacks that go through the wall get slightly reduced damage. So the good news is that snowball isn't going to hurt you. Not an SDC, which you probably have plenty of, but it may just hurt your ego, which may be in for a rough time over your superhero career. Aren't you supposed to be the master of the earth? Aren't you supposed to be this big stone-lobbing, invincible badass? But instead, here you are, in every battle, living in fear behind your stone wall, your solid stone wall, that anybody, supervillains, mooks, attack dogs, regular-ass people, bystanders who don't like you, will punch through that solid, 3-foot-thick stone wall like Hercules, grab your collar, and pull your ass through the hole. Who wants to live in terror like this? So, my advice to you, just a safety tip. You don't want to fuck around with this wall. Yeah, it only takes one attack to raise, if you can get it up in time. I mean, you might have to make a parry roll, or an initiative roll, apparently. And if you roll well, then it might work. But why risk it? They're coming. The dogs are coming. You gotta get out of here. Putting up this wall is just asking to be zombie grabbed, like in Night of the Living Dead. It's a bad scene. It's traumatic. Imagine you're going about your business and a dog jumps through a wall onto you. You'd be terrified of dogs for life, or of spiders, or of ghosts, because that's how phobias work in Heroes Unlimited. It's a random system. So don't risk it. Know your limits. Be safe. The dumbest thing on this page is that this wall of stone, it's not worth a damn. Don't trust it. And preferably, as soon as you see a threatening looking dog, just throw 50 pounds of concrete at it. It's the only way to be sure. Join me tomorrow as we put the shoe on the other foot and discuss what's scary about your earthbending powers on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.